23 hours.
Itala residents are called for quick completion of the police post. In African news, Algerian law declares that France colonization a crime. To present the news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Residents of Itala compound in Mukushi have expressed concern over the continued delays in the completion of the police post currently under construction in the area. Speaking on behalf of our fellow residents, Oscar Chisanga and Sindoni Kamonti say the prolonged construction period has contributed to rising criminal activities, noting that the contractor has failed to complete the project within the stipulated 4 months. The residents have since appealed to local authorities to intervene and compel the contractor to return to site and finalize the police post, stating that the facility is urgently needed to enhance security and reduce crime levels in the area. Governance activist Sam Zulu has attributed the High Constituency Development Fund CDF loan default rates to weak systems and lack of support for beneficiaries rather than bad intentions. Mr. Zulu highlighted that many beneficiaries lack financial literacy, leading to misallocation of funds and inability to repay loans. Mr. Zulu also pointed to politicization of CDF and weaker project appraisal, which leads to funding of non-viable projects. He proposes measures to improve financial literacy and business skills, including mandatory pre-disbursement training, post-disbursement mentorship, partnerships with institutions like TEVET, and a staggered disbursement of funds.
Needs for civic education on the beneficiaries. There is another aspect which is repayment of CDF negative. And this is the politicization of the Constituent Development Fund. Because Constituent Development Fund is often presented during campaign as government money for the people rather than public funds that must be revolved. Is the mindset which must be prepared around CDF, that this is not free money, because this creates an entitlement mindset where repayment is seen as optional, especially when councillors or MPs do not consistently enforce recovery for obvious reasons.
Motorists in Kaprimponchi district have bemoaned the deplorable state of most township roads, which they say have become impassable following the onset of the rains. The motorists have charged that it has now become the order of the day for vehicles to get stuck in residential areas owing to the deplorable state of roads. Among the vehicles are stuck include heavy-duty ones, as one of their concerned members of the public, Maluwa Musonda, has challenged the local authority to treat the issue of roads as a matter of urgency. Speaking in an interview with Kombon Radio News, Mr. Musonda is disturbed with the status quo of the township roads. He further described the bad state of the roads, such as the ones in East Park locality, as a disaster, and has since appealed to the local authority to quickly intervene to ease the movements of motorists.
I'm a contractor, in fact. Yes, I'm the owner of this. So I brought this truck here. So these people need to make sure that the roads in our residential areas are well maintained. Are well maintained so that we don't have such problems again. The roads are very bad and very much impassable. The situation where we even get stuck in a residential area, it's embarrassing to the council. This lack of the council. They need to look into it and make sure that the roads in our setups are all right. Let's arrange it to make.
Kitwaza Chimwemwe Ward Councillor Kelly Muwowo has emphasized the importance of inclusivity in the implementation of the Constituency Development Fund CDF program, ensuring that persons with disabilities are part and parcel of the initiative. Mr. Muwowo explained that he is working to ensure that everyone in his ward, including persons with disabilities, has equal access to CDF opportunities with no segregation.
There is no segregation as regards to CDF. Everyone is entitled to getting CDF. The right procedure is followed. Whether disabled or people living with disabilities, they are all entitled to get CDF. As long as they register clubs, cooperatives, then they can apply for such. It's just an encouragement to them that we live and the government does not leave anyone. Like in our ward, for example, we've got one who is a SIWAC member and is a secretary and is doing very well, very, very well. So we are encouraging everyone. No one is be left out. No one is left out.
Meanwhile, Felix Kaumba, a beneficiary of the CDF program and owner of Mwaiseni Tailoring School, expressed appreciation to government for promoting inclusivity in the implementation of the CDF program, especially to people with disabilities like him. He stated that the fund has provided an opportunity for persons with disabilities to become economically independent and contribute meaningfully to national development. Mr. Kaumba implored other differently abled persons not to give up due to their conditions, but to engage themselves in productive activities once given an opportunity to benefit from CDF.